5 minutes now to 5 o'clock. There is progress, quite halting and limited progress, but there is progress in getting people who lost their homes, the 1,096 households, which is the number on the city's register of people who lost their homes in the Masipumalele fire before Christmas. Lizelle Besenz of our Eyewitness News was with provincial and local and national government officials on a site visit yesterday. What did you see? What did you find out?
Good afternoon, John. So yesterday we touched base with these residents to see what has happened following the 3 weeks after the fire ravaged more than 1,000 structures. So on Saturday, what we know now is that on Saturday, temporary structures were erected for these fire-affected victims. And 10 have been built so far. So yesterday we visited the area to look at these structures to see what has been provided for them. And at this stage, we know that 420 units will be put up at the Masi fire site, whereas a further 656 of these temporary structures will be erected on a nearby sports field. So we chatted to residents. National government officials were not there. Minister Sisulu was expected to be there, but unfortunately she could not be there.
Describe the structure that you saw there, 10 there. What do they look like?
So we know that these are steel structures with wood. At the moment, there's
Do they look like a shack that a resident would erect themselves?
Yes. Some were unhappy with what's been provided. We spoke to some residents. While a few of them were happy just to have a roof over their heads again, others were expecting more. They were also concerned about, you know, safety within these temporary structures, because at one structure we saw that the door locks from the outside, and also visiting the inside of the structure, it's obvious to see that these are people that have lost everything. They are starting from scratch. Yeah. Luckily, Living Hope organization, they've been there at the forefront, you know, providing relief for these residents. So they've supplied these residents with mattresses, clothing, food hampers, hygiene packs, just to get them started now.
10. How are those 10 chosen? Because I imagine that might have been, again, something which could be could cause divisions. Who the lucky 10 that get, even if it's an inadequate temporary structure, at least it's better than what they've had for a while. How did they choose?
So they've prioritized elderly folk as well as those who are physically challenged. So we saw that yesterday visiting the structures. They are elderly folk, and like I said, some are wheelchair bound, others are, they have other disabilities at the moment. City officials yesterday confirmed that between 30 and 50 of these structures will be erected on a daily basis, and they're hoping to complete this process by the 22nd of February. Remember, John,
I'm aware of time, but those are temporary structures, and the promise from Lindiwe Sisulu was that permanent structures would be built, 1,096 permanent homes. So what's the timetable on that, and is there any indication of what the permanent structures are going to look like? Are they going to be the RDP houses that we immediately picture when we hear that phrase?
So the permanent structures, in terms of time frames, that is exactly what residents wanted to know from officials yesterday. And we know that this process will take between 6 to 8 months. So we're looking at between July and September. They made it clear that this is proper housing built with fire-resistant materials to prevent further fires from breaking out in this area that we know has been prone to fires over the last few years.
And is there likely to be any disagreement among residents as to who gets to live temporarily in a temporary home on the fire site and who gets to live in a temporary home on the sports field?
No. Because so few of these structures have been erected at this stage, there have been some aggrieved residents just waiting to receive a temporary structure at this point. So whether they are on the sports field or whether they are on the Masipumalele fire-affected site, they just want a home at this stage, because so many of these people are still either living with friends and family while others are sleeping outside.
Lizelle Besenz, thanks very much for painting that picture for us.